Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. You know what? I want to thank everybody who's been rocking with me. I know I've been taking these breaks and y'all been getting mad at me, but a lot's been going on, guys, and it's good stuff. But you know how life be life is sometimes. But I had to come back and do a podcast, right? See, now my plan was I wasn't going to do any more podcasts until September. There's a lot of things happening in September. I'm relaunching a new app for the Culture Radio. We done revamped everything. It's next level. I got some speaking engagements coming up. A lot of things are happening in September. But I've been sitting watching media, and a lot of these things have been going on that, like, I know people have been hitting me up, wanting me to talk about, but I said, nope, I'm waiting till September. I got a plan, you know, but this right here made me come back. I'm like, you know what? I got to come back. Now, if you haven't been on the internet today, I don't know where you've been. Maybe you've been under a rock. But now, you know, I have been very vocal on all these pandering so-called relationship gurus that are bashing men, telling men what they need to do, because you know women are completely they deserve everything, men don't deserve anything, they need to step up, men are not doing this, that men ain't shit, lot. So I spoke about a few of them over the past, but one I've always talked about that I really particularly didn't like because of what he did, and I always knew he was a liar, was Yada. And he started the whole 50-50 discussion. He started a lot of these things that women really were pandering to. You know, talking about, I gave my woman $250,000 a year. I buy her a house. I do this. I do that. This man has gone on and on, and women be eating it up, especially Black women. You know, all relationship goals, that's what men should do, all this stuff. Now, I exposed him probably last year or the year before when I said he had domestic violence in his history. He was talking poly years ago. His elixir, that he, his vinegar, apple vinegar cider that he sells don't really work. I've said that. But you know, when somebody, when the women are pandering to this man, and the simp men are out there, you know, they got their Black Messiah, you know, they jump on it. It's nothing you can say bad about them, you know. But I said this years ago about this guy. Now, today, this is what got me back into, like, I'm doing a podcast. His wife comes on with a black eye talking about she can't do it no more. She's leaving him after 8 years. You know, there was also a video talking. She's saying that, you know, she'd rather leave now because she doesn't want both of the parents to be dead. And it's craziness, right? Now, I said a while ago about this guy. I said, I told you, this dude is not who he is. He got short man syndrome. You know how them short guys, they're extra violent because they got something to prove, especially with females, right? He already had domestic violence issues with her years ago. That's actually on record. So this is a little man up there beating his woman because, you know, she taller than him and she's been rocking with him for years, you know, and he's been beating her. She says it's been ongoing violence the whole relationship. So let's put this in perspective. While everybody was out there praising this guy about him talking about giving his woman $250,000 after every pregnancy, buy her houses and all this stuff, he was honestly whipping her ass. Like, literally beating her ass.
And then I always doubted all that stuff he was talking about. Like, there's no way his apple cider vinegar was making that much money where he gives her $50,000 every 2 weeks or whatever he was saying and buying houses and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? When you looked at the video, like, them houses are rented. You know what I'm saying? They've exposed and said that one of the houses he was showing was a lawyer's house, wasn't really his. It's just crazy. And the internet used to go crazy over this guy. Like, oh my God, he knows each other. Especially, unfortunately, my black women. Oh my God, he knows what, that's a real man. And it always seemed like you're a real man when you're just giving out money and giving whatever a woman wants, you're a real man. But when you have standards, when you have limits, when you have expectations, now you ain't shit. And you know what I'm saying? So I really had to come on and say something, because this is the example of what is wrong with our culture. You know, black men's mental health is very important to me, because I went through a lot of mental health myself to get where I am today. And it's very important to me because a lot of mental health issues that happen with people, especially in our community, it gets worse because of the reaction we get. As a black man, when we say we have a problem or an issue, it's not addressed. It's overlooked. It's looked at as a burden. They take the bad traits of that mental health and say that's who we are. And they don't really explore the reasons why, you know, not trying to make excuses for it, but why our young men are violent when, you know, they lived in a ghetto for, you know, 18 years of their life, where they see people getting shot and killed and drug use and homelessness and poverty, you know, but we wonder why they're so violent. And, you know, now this is not making an excuse. At the end of the day, I don't care what you go through, it's still no reason for you to commit crimes or be violent. But, you know, we don't get the understanding. You know, other cultures and women, you know, they get the understanding of why they do what they do. Black women in general, there's always a reason for why they, women in general, why they did it. I mean, we have this lady that killed her 3 children, and they're going around talking about how Lindsay, I think her name's Lindsay, and they're going around, women are saying they understand and they're sympathetic, and hundreds of women are rallying around her. And then instead of just saying, okay, cool, we support her, postpartum is crazy, even though postpartum doesn't exist after 8 months. But anyway, you know, that's another story, I think another podcast. But You know, not only are they saying that, you know, they support this woman, understand her, all this stuff, they're doing videos with their kids talking about, I stand with Lindsay, and, you know, they're at the courthouse, hundreds of them on the road supporting this girl. They have a GoMe fund, close to $2 million they raise it for her. Not only that, they're also trying to accuse the husband that had nothing to do with it, that was supportive, has did everything to support his wife during, but they're trying to blame him and say that he's the cause of it. Now, he's not black, and this is not a black issue, but this does reflect the bigger picture of how men in general, we are always the villains. We are always the bad, even when we do our best, we're the bad guys. You know, and it's like, unless we're pandering to women, we're the bad guys. When we have standards, when we have limits, that's a problem. And Yana did exactly what our society loves to do, bash men. Nothing's more better than a man bashing another man that makes women go, oh my God, especially in the black community. I mean, at the end of the day, that's part of that with trans is men becoming women and they're bashing. I mean, they're rejecting their manhood and women love it. They're rallying around them. Now, this is not a trans issue. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing trans. No, I'm just saying the mentality, the mental mentality that goes around. Anything that's anti-man right now, especially in the black community, women support it. Yada, Derek Jackson, these type of men, all they do is bash black men while trying to say that they're the exceptional black man, when at the end of the day, they ain't shit either. But women will pander to the lie so much. Like, obviously, Derek Jassaway wasn't shit, but you know what? He was always bashing men. Men need to do this. Women need to do that. Yada, another one. They all go down. Haven't we learned that these guys are never who they say they are? They're just trying to get money and clicks. And all y'all do is pander to these guys. You make these guys rich. You give them money, give them attention, give them fame for lies. They're doing things they're not even practicing in their own lives. At the end of the day, it's funny. No woman wants a simp, but every woman wants to hear a simp. Like literally every woman, they want to listen to a simp, but they don't want to be with a simp. Because at the end of the day, that's he's not a real man. But they will pander to him. Oh, he's saying the right thing, girl. Yeah, girl. You're 50-50. Forget that 50-50, girl. You know what I'm saying? Oh, forget. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you need to give me money for this, money for that, all that. And all this dude is just, it's just very destructive. Now, don't get me wrong. I think every person has the right to speak their truth, right? If you truly believe that the woman is God and you should worship her, that's fine, right? That's completely fine. Do that. But you don't have to down men to give the narrative. You can give a narrative of positivity in one direction without bashing the other direction. You know, if you want to uplift women, right? But don't bash men, right? It's like, man, we need to protect our women. We need to love our women, blah, blah, blah. And that's great. I agree with that 100%. But then they go on the other. These men ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And bashing men. See, that's when you know that they're not genuine. Every time these people come out and they come and they get this success, we always find out they are not practicing what they preach. So imagine this, Yana was telling you as a man, if you ain't leave your, you'll protect your woman, you shouldn't be doing this, all that shit, and then went back home and smacked and was beating the shit out of his wife. Like, think about it. Like, he was being, talking about eating healthy, he trained like a queen, he gave her all that money, but he beating the shit out of her to the point where she got black eyes and shit. Do you understand what it takes for you to get a black eye? A black eye, unless you just have very sensitive skin, you got to really get hit for your skin to have trauma like that of a black eye. That's not like a simple slap. We talking about a full force punch in your eye to get it like that. I've never seen nobody in my life. I could be wrong. It could have happened. But I've never seen nobody in my life get slapped and get a black eye from a slap or a push. Like you was punching this girl in her face for her to have a black eye. Now, there's another side to this story. This could be bait. This could be some baiting, you know, maybe, you know, because, you know, a lot of people are doing this now. Sacco and Dallin and this, that couple, that interracial couple, people think they're fish baiting their divorce and stuff. I don't know if you know who they are, but, you know, you probably don't know. For the story's sake, you don't need to know. I may do a podcast on them. Who knows? But, you know, people were saying this could be like one on the internet, you know, saying people are just baiting and they're doing this on purpose and they're going to get back together. And this is all a ploy. And it could be. Don't get me wrong. There have been crazier things that people have done on the internet. So don't get me wrong. I'm not against it, but I don't think so, because before he was who he was on the internet, there was charges of him having domestic violence with her years ago. So I doubt this is fake, but if it is, it's still pathetic for you. You're that desperate to fake abuse to get attention and likes. So no matter what it is, it's still bad. It still goes against what he so-called say about being a real man. And if you're a toxic, leave that man and all that stuff. She leaving your ass. She should have left it years ago. So at the end of the day, I just think it is very, it's so ironic that these black men do this. And I feel for them, you know, because as a black man, I don't want to bash any other black man. As a black man, I don't want to stop any black man from getting their money. But at the end of the day, you have to have integrity about it. If you read my book, you know what I'm saying, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, I talk about how it's on us as men, knowing that the world is against us, but we still have to have standards, integrity. We still have to stand up for what's right. We still have to protect our women. We still have to do what we have to do as men, even if the whole world's attacking us. As black men, we are used to that. We're used to being attacked. We're used to being the at the bottom of the consideration poll. But you know what? The great trait about us is that we overcome that. And see, at the end of the day, you don't play into the stuff, the narrative that people want you to say for money, because you get exposed like this. And as a black man, we need to stop this. We need to stop saying, I'm going to take the easy way out, because I just think that's what it is, because I think life gets really hard. It does. Don't get me wrong. I am not even trying to negate. It gets hard as a black man out here to try to do what you got to do, to try to be respectable, to try to earn, to try to build. It is very difficult. We have a lot of hurdles we have to go through to get to a point of just being at peace, which is hard to get for a black man. Now, I'm not saying that there's not parts of us that aren't self-destructive and things we have not done to ourselves or things we don't need to improve on. I'm not saying that at all. But we start out the race already with disadvantage. That's it. I mean, and that's the truth. We already start with a disadvantage. We don't get the benefit of the doubt. I was having a conversation the other day with somebody and they were saying, you know, prejudice and racism. And I said, you know what? That's not, I don't even think that's the problem. The problem as a black man is I don't get the benefit of the doubt. Meaning, if a cop comes up to me in a car, he's already ready to expect me to do something, to be combative, argumentative, maybe a criminal, maybe have a gun. He's expecting that. With a white person, they get the benefit of the doubt. They start off with they probably don't have a gun. They're probably a good person. Then if they see something, then they react to that. But with black men, they're already ready. And you know what the problem is too? It's the culture we promote. You know, now I know a lot of people said to me, Cass, you be going on black women. Cass, you know, you're so anti-black women. And I'm really not. I speak the truth, but I understand. You know, I've listened to some of my podcasts and I get it. You know, even though people don't want to understand that that's the subject of that podcast, and I've done about over 200 podcasts already, and all of them aren't about bashing women, but I understand that those that I go in on, depending on the situation or what I'm talking about, I get it. I understand. So I'm not going to go that route this one, all right? I wrote a whole book about men having to be on their A game to protect black women. But, you know, nobody looks at that. They just look at these individual podcasts, and that's fine. That's cool. But in general, as black men, regardless of that, we need to stop this because it's hurting our culture. Because at the end of the day, when we're promoting this violence, getting back to the cop giving us the benefit of the doubt, he is ready to shoot. His trigger finger is itching, not because, oh, I hate black people. It's because what we put out as black people in the culture. See, back in my day, we had a great mixture in the culture. We had the gangster music. We had the lover music. We had the positive music. We had the gangster shows. We had the positive shows. I mean, we had a mixture of things where there was different aspects of black people that we put out there. You know, you had the Cosby shows, the different worlds, you know, My Two Brothers. You had all these different shows that were just comedy shows, good shows, positive shows. Then you had the other shows and stuff like that, good music. You had Common, Queen Latifah's, you know, you had that, then you had NWA. We had a mixture of people who could see aspects of blackness. Now, as a culture, and I do blame black men for this, you know, because at the end of the day, you can say, well, black women are ratchet and they're shaking their ass, but at the end of the day, we're black men are making this music and allowing this. Let's be honest, you know what I'm saying? There couldn't have been no Sexy Red, you know what I'm saying? Who signed Sexy Red? right? Who signed, Glorilla? You know what I'm saying? These are black men that support. We support this stuff and we put it out there. And then at the end of the day, women emulate it and they push it. And at the end of the day, we say, oh, these women are ratchet. But at the end of the day, we up there hollering at the ratchet chicks. They're the ones getting the money. They're the ones getting the attention. So yeah, it's on us what we do. So we don't give the benefit of the doubt because what we promote is what other people see. And if all they see is violent music, all they see is baby daddy issues, or they see, you know, BBLs and all this negative things about our culture, of course they're going to be a little bit standoffish or ready to shoot because they don't know what type of black person is, because all they see is this idea of a black person, violent, you know, hostile, you know. We put out videos of F the cops and this and that. And don't get me wrong, every other race does it. But see, the difference between our race and their other races is that our race profits. And we put that out as our race. Other races, when they don't like a certain thing, something's negative, they don't put it out and they don't make money from it on the level of media. No, they try to hide it. It's a shame to them. Do all cultures have negativity? Of course. They all have certain stereotypes and all that that they hate. But black people, we make money off it and we push it out. It's our identity. Even with me, I'm not going to lie. As a black person, you kind of go in a place and you think because you black, you're supposed to be on some next level shit, some violence, some like, yo, don't mess with me and stuff like that. It's true. You know, it sinks into our culture. Because it became our culture, that idea of what black is. So, of course, other races look at us and they're wary. Of course, they're like, mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying there aren't ratchet people. I'm not saying there isn't ghetto. Of course there is. But we don't highlight any of the professionals anymore. We don't highlight men and women, black men and families that live in nice neighborhoods and they're doing great things in the community. And you know what I'm saying? They're upstanding and they have standards and the father's there and the mother's there and the kids are being raised. They don't highlight that. Like me and my wife, we can't get a reality show about being positive. No, but I guarantee we talked about breaking up and hoes and bitches or whatever. Then you know what? The networks will come running. And then the networks come running, and then all of a sudden, we get money because we're ratchet. And you know what's so funny? I remember years ago, and this is a prime example of black people and the power we have. Years ago, there was a reality show about Greek life, right? Shout out to all my Greeks. I'm a Sigma. My wife's an AKA. And there was a show that was put out there about people in Greek life. It was following some sorority ladies that were in different sororities, some older ladies, and it was the worst ratchet show ever. I don't know where they got these people from, these ladies from. They did not represent the organization at all. So, you know, it was ratchet. And man, the Greeks went crazy and eventually shut that show down. Because it wasn't a representation of the Greek life. And they weren't going to allow that to be on TV and represent them. And they shut that show down. Viewership went down. And they shut that shit. I don't even think you could find it online anymore. Like that's how much they really went in on it. I'm sure some on YouTube. I mean, in general, they haven't even talked about that show. Like, it disappeared as fast as it came. People saw some advertisement. They thought it was a joke at first. And then when it came on TV, oh, hell no. Them sororities, they went in. The fraternities, they went in. And that show was done. So we have the power as a people to determine what comes out in our culture. But at the end of the day, we didn't do that to Sexy Red. We didn't do that to Glorilla. And I'm not saying that these are bad artists at all. I like Glorilla. I think she's dope. Sexy Red likes some of her songs too. But see, the thing is, like, we don't have balance. Yeah, where's the equivalent of Sexy Red to a Queen Latifah of our time? Where is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say, like, Doja and Dochi, all of them. No, they're all ratchet, doing ratchet, nasty music, too. So where's the equivalent of that on the other side? Where's the positivity? Where are the real R&B songs? Where are the real, thought-positive songs? Where are those things? Where are the reality TVs that are positive? Where are the shows that are showing real black life, not just the ratchet? It's not out there. And unfortunately, people make money off of it. Getting back to Yada, he understood, and I give him this, he understood the vein he needed to hit to get attention. He understood that the negative part of our society and what we do, which is commercial, is bash black men. It works. If I do that, and he knows that as a black man, and he did it and it worked. But unfortunately, when you do something and you don't live by it, it catches up to you. See, don't be quick to follow people because they're pandering to your dark thoughts. They're pandering to negativity, because that's negative when you sit there and you want to co-sign a guy and he's bashing black men, because he's really not uplifting you. He's just pandering to you for money, for clicks. And that's easy. I mean, that whole pandering internet world's making people so much money. And I feel that at the end of the day, I keep saying that all these people are getting exposed. All these people that people are like, oh my God, especially black women, oh, I love this guy, are getting exposed. They're not who they say they are. You know, so at the end of the day, I had to come back and do a podcast because this was just too good for me to sit on. I am glad that this has come out. I want women to always have allies and people that's going to defend them and speak positive of them and instruct people how to treat our black women. I support that, but I don't support the panderers that I know for a fact are liars. I know for a fact that are just doing it for clicks and likes. And they're the ones that y'all putting on giving money to. And all that money does is give him more avenues to beat his wife. That's all it did. Because at the end of the day, back in the day, I get it. Maybe you broke. You try and get your, you know, you trying to get money. I get it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, you in a bad place in life. But now you making money. And you still beating your woman. You're beating the very woman that is the one you're using to get your money. Oh, I'm treating her this way, so you should follow me. But you beating her ass. And then let's not talk about the other wife he said he has in Africa, because years ago he was a polygamist out here talking about he had 3-4 wives. He still admitted he had another wife in Africa. You don't know. You never say, well, she probably don't get because he don't see her. But at the end of the day, he's just a liar all across. And I'm glad he got exposed. I'm so glad he got exposed. I just hope that people look at this and make better decisions about who they follow, who they listen to. Please don't just blindly follow somebody because they're pandering to your ideas and thoughts. Look at the man themselves. You know, I'm going to leave on this. You know, when I was in the music business, a lot of people come up to me talking about how we could make this money. We could do this. They got this opportunity. I started to say, let me look at a person's personal life, because one of our basic human instincts is self-preservation. You're going to make sure you're good before you make sure I'm good. So if you tell me we're going to make money, but you can't make money for yourself, there ain't no way I'm messing with you. And there's a lot of opportunities that happen that people are like, damn, Cass, why you ain't do that? And it always wind up that these people are broke liars because personally, they sleep on their mama's couch. They drive in a Toyota. And don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with driving a Toyota. Don't get me wrong. But if you're talking about, yo, Cass, we going to make big money together. I know the plan. I know how to make money. Nah. That's like back in the day, artists used to come to me, man, you know, I'm a great artist. We're going to make money. We're going to get famous and blah, blah, blah. Now, one of those people are famous and rich. Why? Not because they didn't have the talents. Because at the end of the day, if you can't do it for yourself, you're not going to do it for me. You just want my resources. No, that's not how it works. Do it for yourself. And then I believe we could do something together because you're doing it for yourself. So at the end of the day, I just want to leave you off with this. Please be careful who you listen to online. Be careful. I understand podcasts, content creators are very important in our society today. They make up a lot of our media. They make up what we take in as far as learning. You know, people are always on the internet now, learning things. And the internet could be a great thing, but also could be a horrible thing. And it could be horrible when you pander to or you listen to people that are not genuine. And you take advice and leadership from people that are not true. So you have to do your diligence. You know what I'm saying? Your a diligent search of these people. Please make sure that what they're speaking is true to who they are, no matter what it is. Like I said, it could be somebody that is simping out or whatever, and that's fine. But make sure that they're genuine on what they're saying. Follow somebody that is actually practicing what they're preaching. Then at that point, you can make a sound decision on let me follow this person or let me listen to them. But if they're lying to you, and they're just pandering to you and you're just following them, they're going to hurt you more than they hurt themselves. Let's be honest. And but right now, Yada's hurting himself bad. And I'm here for it. I'm not here to promote anybody's down. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, the whole saying, God don't like ugly. What goes around comes around. Karma is a bitch. I think all these apply to this situation right now. All right, guys, I appreciate you. Like I said, I had to come back and do a podcast. I was going to come back in September. Like I said, I got a lot of things lined up in September, but this right here, I could not wait on. And I know that I'm sure people would be in my inbox asking me about this. That's because I was very vocal about Yada a while ago. And a lot of podcasts, I was very vocal about them. So I had to do this. So I'm not going to say I'm going to do a podcast next week. I'm not going to say that, but I do know my goal is September to get back on a regular rotation with the podcast and some other things I'm planning as well. Like I said, the Culture Radio is going to have a whole new app, whole new thing. You can submit your podcast on the network now. It's going to be phenomenal right now. And I've been working on that and other projects as well. But like I said, September, I'm very excited about launching a lot of great things. Just tune in. Like I said, I'm going to try to get this podcast. I may get a few in before September. We got about seven days left in September. I may get a few in before. There's a lot of things going on right now that I do want to speak about. But I definitely had to talk about Yada. I definitely had to get this one out. All right, guys. All right. Check me out, castingmovies.com. Go to thecultureradio.com. Check it out. It's still being worked on. So if you see some glitchy things, don't be mad at me. We're still working on it. The new app is going to be up in a few weeks. So just stay tuned, all right? All right, guys. Until next time.